Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Seth Figerman. OpenAI unveiling an update that lets ChatGPT users control third-party apps. This was at its annual developers event in San Francisco this morning. So, Seth, how does this work? Is this a big improvement?
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Big improvement. I mean, I think it's more convenient is what I would say. If you are someone who is chatting with ChatGPT and also has an inkling to understand, you know, what the best three-bedroom apartments look like in your neighborhood, and you don't want to close that app and open up Zillow or another apartment app, then this is great for you. You know, I think it's supposed to be turning ChatGPT into more of a central digital destination for you to take on a lot more of your tasks by integrating with third-party applications that you give approval to.
So it basically wants to keep you on their app, but allow you to do things that you might find necessary, like listening to music.
That's right. So if you want to create a playlist for the weekend, instead of going over to Spotify and doing that from scratch, you can connect it to Spotify, ask ChatGPT, make me a playlist, and then between those two wonderful apps, it'll create it automatically for you to peruse. So again, I think it's just going to be, how can we make ChatGPT your first and possibly last stop as you're thinking about what you need to do on the internet?
So in addition to, say, Spotify, what other apps are they going to be working with?
It's a mix. I mean, right now it's limited to, you know, half dozen or so: Expedia, Booking.com, Spotify, Canva, Figma. I should say that each or many of the companies that I just mentioned saw their stocks pop just at their mere mention during the event, which kind of tells you the state of play right now with OpenAI and its influence in the market. But the expectation is that developers will start integrating far more apps there in the coming months.
Okay, the big headline today was the OpenAI deal with AMD. It seems like every time you have some story about OpenAI, everybody stops and listens.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the AMD one is genuinely a blockbuster deal of sorts, though still not the biggest blockbuster deal that we've seen of OpenAI in recent weeks. But, you know, it's a deal that we expect to be worth, you know, tens of billions of dollars. OpenAI will use AMD chips to power its services. OpenAI will also get potentially a stake as much as 10% into AMD. AMD, for your listeners, is really kind of probably the leading rival to NVIDIA, which also has a very big blockbuster deal with OpenAI. So it just speaks to how central, again, OpenAI is in this market, in this infrastructure market, as it kind of spends on what feels like a bottomless need for computing power to support its services.
Okay, OpenAI also releasing software called Agent Kit. That's very intriguing. What does it do?
You know, the short answer is it makes it easier for other companies and developers to create and deploy agents in the workplace. The slightly longer answer would be that OpenAI, Anthropic, and other AI companies have spent a lot of this year talking up the potential of so-called agents that do more complex tasks on a user's behalf. So it's not just a chatbot asking it to spit out, you know, some lyrics. You're kind of saying, I'm in a workplace and I want you to do some research for me. I want you to code for me. I want you to do potentially, you know, high-stakes, valuable tasks for me. And, you know, to date, it's been a little bit of a hit or miss on how well these things perform. But what OpenAI is trying to do is just make it easier, more seamless for companies to tailor and create these tools and deploy them in the workplace.
Now, all of this was being done at the Developers Conference in San Francisco today. I always wonder, to what extent are these conferences, you know, a peek into, you know, what the company is really doing? Does it kind of give you any Easter eggs as to what's coming up?
You know, it is and it isn't. I think they've announced a lot of stuff leading up to this event that quite frankly overshadowed some of what came today. That said, I do think that there was a telling quote from the person who runs OpenAI's ChatGPT operation, Nick Turley, basically said, you know, we never meant to just build a chatbot. You know, we wanted to build a super assistant. And we got a little sidetracked, was his quote. And I think the idea, if you're trying to read the tea leaves here, is they're trying to show again and again that the kind of product that users discovered this company through in late 2022 chatting with a chatbot is not necessarily the end of the story here. They want to continue to move beyond that form factor and create, you know, really an operating system of sorts that becomes really central to the way that we live and work.
Seth, thanks very much for the reporting and for the time. That is Bloomberg's Seth Figerman. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, you can catch Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.